October 11, 1911. True love is in the union of wills. Jesus can deny nothing to one who loves him. My always lovable Jesus continues to come for just a little, but always with the refrain of causing a tragedy, and not just this, but of letting Italy be invaded by foreign people. If this happens, there will be great troubles for Italy. So I was saying to Jesus, the war, the wars, the earthquakes, the cities destroyed, now you want to add this too. You really want to go too far. But who shall be able to resist? And Jesus, ah! My daughter, it is necessary, it is necessary. You do not comprehend well what excesses man has reached, and from all classes, priests, religious. Who will purge them? Is it not good for me to use foreign people in order to purify everything and to make them lower their haughty and proud heads? And I, you cannot do this, at least this of making the foreigners come. I will win over you with my love, what am I saying? Rather, with your love. Have you yourself not said that you can deny nothing to one who loves you? And Jesus, do you want to win over me? It seems you want to fight with me, but don't you know that true love is in the union of wills? And I, getting more excited, said, certainly, united with your will in everything, but not in this. Here the harm of others enters. We will fight when the war has ended, but you will not win it. And Jesus, brava, brava, you want to fight with me. And I, it is better to fight with you than with someone else, because you alone are the good one, the holy one, the lovable one, who takes care of his children. And Jesus, come with me for a little while, let's go see. And I don't want to come. You don't want to give me anything, what would I come for? But then we went. Who can tell the evils that could be seen, and Jesus' reason for wanting to almost destroy us? There are so many, that I don't know where to start to tell them. Therefore I stop here.